Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and VRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events most of all. Thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, let me invite you to join our featured guests today. Brent Humphreys, Can't even say it, Brent. Repeat offender, Humphreys Homes and Estates. Welcome.
Thank you, Ron, for having me.
Glad to have you back again. And Robert Mott will be checking in with us. We'll have a little wine chat. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it. And while I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And, boy, you know, with the last part of June here, the celebrations are getting a little thin. Now, obviously, having beaten anorexia, I am not getting thin. It is the celebrations that are getting thin. It is National Paul Bunyan Day today. So the only way that I can get into celebrating National Paul Bunyan Day, I think our friends over at Kimmy's Coffee Cup, they've got a lumberjack breakfast. So, you know, you got to get into the rhythm a little bit. I guess that was kind of weak, wasn't it? I guess I'll better go have a glass of wine instead. Moving right along, stock market, Dow Jones Industrial Average up 157 points. Kind of figuring interesting what's going on right there. Oil up just a little bit. It's up 29 cents a barrel. The national average of a gallon of gasoline, $2.247. Taxifornia, we are paying $2.94.8. If you need a fill up, I'm not going to talk to you about getting your car filled up with gas, Brent, but $1.91.6 in South Carolina. So I guess that Tesla, you could drive all the way to South Carolina, get gas, and bring it back for my car.
There you go.
Okay, we got it.
Riding for free on the Supercharger network.
There we go. Exactly. Got it. You know, I just saw, I don't know if you've seen this, Brent. There's a service out there now called Tesloop.
Yeah, I was with them last night at the Supercharger at Qualcomm.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're
okay.
Right next to me, yeah.
Yeah, Tesloop. I can go from Anaheim Hills to La Quinta for $29, get a ride share out there. That's pretty cool.
Pretty cool car, too.
Yeah, I would imagine. U.S. 10-year Treasury, 2.218 is the yield. They're up just a little bit. Dow Jones jumps triple digits as the U.S. stock market rebounds from the worst day in worst day in a month. Are we getting spoiled here at all, or what's the deal that we're worried about the Dow Jones down a little bit in a month? Of course, we did see some negative commentary coming out of the European Union. I don't know if it's negative commentary, but European Union coming up with their comments as far as that they're going to start cutting back on their bond program. Very similar, following a lot in step with what the U.S. Federal Reserve has said they're going to do, and seeing a strengthening of the economy, but Bank of England, they're saying they're going to follow the European Central Bank hawkish stance on the U.S. Fed meeting. They're following along with that same, the whole concept right there, all of them going in the same guide or the same guise, that they're all going to be moving the same way. They think the economy is doing better. So what they're going to do is see if they can stop that, kind of the way it works. Speaking of stop that, this is not a fun story, especially if you are from Taxifornia. So this one here, this, it's actually, I think that we may be following suit. Taxifornia may be deciding that we want to follow suit with what's been going on, you know, because we are so smart, at least our politicians think they are, so smart here in Taxifornia that we figure that if we watch what other people are doing, it's not going to happen to us. That's the whole issue. So what are we referring to is Illinois. Yeah, Illinois. Apparently that today may be the very last day that they have the Powerball in Illinois. And, you know, if my studio audience was here, they'd probably be saying, ow, right now, but they're not in the studio right now. But Illinois, they can't afford it. They can't afford to pay the bill. That's the problem, because they have no money. Now, here in Taxifornia, even though our property tax revenues for the state are up 72%. The general fund revenue is up 63% since 2010. And we still have a deficit, and we still have debt, and we're still having to go into the safety fund. Well, that's just the way it goes. Well, Illinois, they've run out of the safety fund, and now they're looking at their bonds. State bonds are looking at being downgraded to junk quality. Can you say Michael Milken if you're old enough? But they've got this stalemate out there. They're in borrowing money, and if they go to junk status, they're not able to participate in the Powerball any longer. So today may be the very last day for Powerball in Illinois. Speaking about last day, we've talked about this one in the past. It's really not a big surprise, but if you went to work for McDonald's in Seattle, you may be getting a pink slip. Yeah, they haven't realized yet that when you go to $15 an hour, somebody has to pay the bill. I was going to use Bernie Sanders as an exhibit, but apparently his wife's under scrutiny or under federal FBI investigation for fraud for maybe not paying the bill quite the way they're supposed to. But here's the issue. You know, they keep talking about we've got to get our minimum wage up to $15. Well, they did that in Seattle, and the bad news, or actually, I shouldn't say it's the bad news because it was very predictable. I never wish ill on somebody, but by raising their minimum wage at some of the restaurants in Seattle, they raised the minimum wage to $15 an hour. Well, the restaurant said, we can't afford it, so we'll pay a few people $15 an hour. We're going to lay off a few more people. And the average low-income worker lost $125 a month because of this minimum wage. Did you hear me say that? Lost $125 a month by the minimum wage. Can you hear me, Los Angeles? Are we working? Hello? Just want to make sure the mics are on this morning. I don't know if our L.A. mayor is listening, but of course he doesn't listen to anybody. He knows better, just like a lot of the others do. Amazing. Speaking of not listening, how about they did not listen at the New York Times? Once again, here's a newest one. Now, Anthony Scaramucci was going to be the one suing them, but they decided, or that was CNN, that he was going to sue CNN for $100 million for their fake news. Yeah, well, they decided that they would retract the story and fire three reporters who came up with the fake news story. But apparently the New York Times, they can't learn from those mistakes. So Sarah Palin is suing the New York Times for their fake news. They did issue a retraction. They probably put it on the 70th page of the paper where no one would see it. See, if it's against her, they put it on page 1. If it's a retraction, they put it on page 70. I wonder if that's where they came up with the $70 million lawsuit that she's suing the New York Times for by linking her as being inciting the attack on Gabby Giffords. Unbelievable how they keep coming up with this fake garbage, and they think that the people are going to continue watching it and continue supporting them. Just a thought there. You really have to wonder about where we're heading in the marketplace in some of these areas. Story that I did find fascinating, just because I'm on the hunt, maybe a little bit. The concept, Brent, you might like this one too. This was a very interesting story because I think you may have some use for this as well. Looking at some senators are looking to figure out how they're going to legislate and create rules for dealing with drones. Now, in the real estate industry, I just saw a great listing. Angie Weeks has a listing in Newport Beach, right on the water. Took a drone and got a lot of aerial shots of the property and what you're going to see from that property and what, you know, others might see of your property from the sky. But the idea of drones in real estate, are you seeing more and more of that?
About 2:30 this afternoon, I'm in Corona with a drone
photographer. Oh, really?
Yeah, shooting a property on Nicholas.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the drones are coming, and it's not just for negative purposes. Now, I can foresee that there's going to be some interesting visuals of drones. You know, you have a right to do what you want and have your own privacy in your backyard. So it's going to be very interesting to see what the legislation is. Generally, my thinking is whenever the Congress gets involved in things, government gets involved in things, there's problems on the horizon. But we'll see if they can do this one right. We will see. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. Corkage fees. We're going to talk about it with Robert Mott when we come back. Buyer's market helps premium home sales soar. Really? To avoid identity theft, you got to lead a double life. We'll talk about that. Maybe some business planning tips, all of that and more. You can reach us anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. Are you 62 years of age or older? Do you want to manage your taxes a little bit? Do you want to manage your income a little bit? Do you want to have an optional mortgage payment? Well, the reverse mortgage can do all of those things for you. If you don't understand it, if you think that it's still a program of the 1980s where you're giving up your home, it's simply a loan. It's not a give up of your home. give me a call, 800-306-1990, or you can go to askaboutreversemortgages.com. Things that are cheaper in retirement is our subject today. Golden deals for the golden years. Traveling. When it comes to travel deals, time is definitely on your side in retirement. An increase in time in your schedule means you can travel during the off-peak times, off-season times. Might get you some discounts. Education. Better keep your mind active. Many colleges allow seniors to attend courses for free. Yeah, they mess up the tax curve, not the tax curve, but the grading curve. Taxes, you might finally get a break in your taxes because you're no longer paying into Social Security and Medicare. You might even be eligible for an additional elderly or disabled discount. Dining out, go out and get that early bird special. Now, I do go out to the Coachella Valley. I think the earlier bird special is from 1 to 3 in the afternoon. A lot of other places, it's 4 to 7. You might even be able to get the senior discount. Entertainment, again, going off-peak hours. Clothes, commute, insurance. National park admission. You can get in this. A lot of the national parks, $10 for a lifetime pass. Some utility companies give you a discount. Gym memberships. Don't forget the silver sneakers. Cell phone plans. Many of the companies offer discounts for seniors. A lot of different options. That is the Word on Wealth segment. Again, brought to you by askaboutreversemortgages.com. And you know what we do at this time every Wednesday. Red wine means it is time for our Wednesday chat with Robert Mott. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Ron. How are you today?
I am doing wonderful. It sounded like you're almost putting your wine glass down when we came live to you right there.
Actually, it's a cup of tea, unfortunately.
Okay, well, we're not going to ask what's in the tea, but we'll move on to talking about other fun wine stuff. I thought I wanted to check with you this morning, ins and outs of corkage fees. You wonder about this a little bit, Robert, because I wouldn't think, well, maybe I would think about bringing a Big Mac to a nice restaurant, but I'll bring a bottle of wine. One's acceptable, one's not. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, corkage thing is really one of those strange things that doesn't really have a clear analog anywhere in the restaurant business. You wouldn't bring in beer or wine. You wouldn't bring in a steak. You had to ask your chef to prepare it. You know, it's just wine, pretty much. And so corkage, what is corkage? It's the fee that covers the cost of basically the wine glassware, maintenance, the buying, cleaning, storing, replacing broken stems and all that kind of thing. It's a server's time uncorking the bottle. Legally, in most states, legally, you can't open your own bottle in a restaurant. Most of the time, it has to be somebody who's an employee there. Fees around corkage run all over the map. I mean, I've seen them as low as free corkage in some cases, especially like on sometimes they have a Wine Wednesday or a Sunday free corkage or something like that. And but generally you see anywhere from $5 to $10 at your local bistro to $150 or more. $150, I think, was the example there was at Yountville's French Laundry. Although I would say the average corkage in most restaurants is somewhere between $20 and $30 or $15 and $30. So, most restaurants do charge a corkage fee when you bring your own bottle. I mean, you're using all their stuff, obviously. But here's a few tips to basically make the experience go a little smoother. And this, I think, it's important. We always try to, part of wine is etiquette, of course, and how you, treat the other guy and how you share things and everything. But this is, part of the experience as well. So call the restaurant before you go. That's a very, very important thing. So make that call. Inquire about their corkage fee or their corkage policy details before you walk in the door. Some restaurants will limit you to one bottle or two bottles. Others will allow more than one wine if you also purchase a bottle from the list, or some will waive a corkage fee if you purchase a bottle off their list. And there are a few restaurants that don't allow the BYOB or the or bring your own bottle of any kind. So that's another good reason to call before you go, so you don't get stuck with an uncomfortable situation where you're not getting what you want. So, you know, many times I'll make my decision based on their corkage fee whether or not I'll try the restaurant or not. I'm kind of crazy that way, obviously. But also, especially with the advent of very premium, high-end screw cap wines, and we've talked about that before here on the show, that there's a kind of a movement afoot to kind of eliminate the cork because of the spoilage factor that goes into it. But don't quibble about the cork itself. Corkage is charged for screw caps as well as corked top bottles. And it's just obviously the category of charge it is. And the fees are going to apply to most fees apply to a regular 750 milliliter bottle. And some restaurants may charge you double for a magnum size bottle, which is a double bottle, so it kind of seems fair. The other thing to do after you call or maybe during the call is check the list. When you call about corkage fees, ask if your wine is on the restaurant's wine list. If it is, maybe choose another bottle from your home cellar or your stash. It's just a little bit tacky to bring in a bottle that the restaurant already sells. I mean, it's just, you know, it's not the worst thing in the world, but, you know, I definitely try to stay away from it. I always try to find something that's a little bit obscure to bring in the restaurant so that they've never seen or maybe they haven't had in years or something like that. You know, different vintages, that's okay. For instance, if the current vintage is 2013, you happen to be bringing a nice bottle of 2007 or something like that that you've been saving for a nice meal and they don't have 2007 on their list, certainly don't hesitate to bring that older vintage as well. Yeah, you have to say your safest bets are those special bottles. Don't bring in cheap wine. I hate to say this. It sounds very, you know, snobby, but, you know, it's just not cool to bring in a $10 wine. And then, you know, of course, instead of adding a $20 corkage fee to a $10 bottle, you probably find a nice, interesting bottle on their wine list for $28 to $35 and actually get a better product. And it just kind of, it's one of those things that I've seen this happen so many times, and not that anybody really cares, but, you know, I'll guarantee you the wait staff is in the back snickering about the $2 chuck that the person just brought in and paid a $15 corkage for it. You know, it's our $20 corkage for it. They're kind of shaking their heads.
I've got a funny story about that because, you know, you're saying the wait staff laughing about it. To this day, my wife and I go to a restaurant and they charge no corkage as long as the bottle is not on their, you know, as long as you're bringing something that's not on their wine list. And there's a gentleman in a high profile upscale industry who brought in a bottle of $2 chuck for the free corkage and then sat it on the bar. And all of us have been laughing at the guy for probably 6 months now over it.
Yeah. So
you're exactly right, Robert.
I mean, it's not. You're right. It's not just the staff will be back in the back snickering about the whole thing. I mean, you know, generally your fellow customers who are somewhat wine savvy, if they see that, they're going to they're literally going to be shaking their heads, kind of going, "What is wrong with that person?" But again, you know, I can say it sounds like I'm being like a real wine snob about this, but it really is more of about economics. I mean, why would you go in and essentially pay, you know, $15 or $20 corkage fee on a $10 bottle of wine when you can probably do better on their wine list? I mean, seriously. So try to make sure it's something that's a decent bottle of wine and something that you can save money on. I mean, it's like, for instance, I might bring in, I rarely would do this, but maybe I bring in a bottle of Caymus Special Select or something like that. That might cost you, you know, $175 retail, but it might be $350 on the wine list. So here you go. Now I'm way ahead. I'm saving, you know, $150 by the time I pay my, you know, $25 corkage fee on it. So that's the point. You know, bring in a nice bottle, and it really will save you a lot of money and to score you a few points as well with people. Now, here's some ways to kind of possibly score some free corkage. One, most restaurants, as I said earlier, will waive a corkage fee if you buy a bottle of the wine list. So sometimes I've bought a kind of a starter bottle, maybe a bottle of white wine or something like that to start the meal. Then we pull out the big Cabernet, and they cork it, and they don't charge me. The other thing is a really key thing here is very commonly, and it's common wine etiquette too, offer your server or the sommelier a taste of your wine, especially if it's a special wine. Don't expect to get the corkish wave there, but with the gesture, but oftentimes it will be by offering that just a taste of that wine, because most of the time, if you go to a nice restaurant, the server or the sommelier is always interested in tasting another wine that maybe they haven't tasted recently, and especially if the restaurant allows that. But a lot of times it tends to, get you some freebies at the back end. Now, leftovers. Here's an important thing as well. If you don't finish your bottle, legally in California, you can cork that bottle and take it with you as long as it's in a bag, carrier, or somewhat otherwise covered. Obviously, it's already an open container, so keep the wine in your trunk for the drive home or someplace out of your reach where, that's basically keeps it out of the open container thing. Or alternative, leave it for the staff, and just say, hey, guys, I can't finish this bottle. It's really good. Way you guys can finish at the end of the night. Now, the other thing is, it's really important etiquette, too, is leave an extra tip. Even though you're paying the corkage service, it's common practice to tip on the value of the wine you bring in. So if that wine may have cost $40 on their wine list, maybe add an extra $4 to $6 on top of the food tip. It wins you big brownie points with your servers, and you'll get stellar service the next time you're in. So anyway, just a few pointers for when you bring that nice bottle of wine into your favorite restaurant.
And one of the other things that I think that you and I have talked about a lot on the broadcast as well, Robert, is the idea of, the big brand, if you're going to Costco and getting, you can get some nice wines at Costco, and I'm not saying you're not, but if you're going and bringing in a small production wine, the likelihood of the restaurant having it on their wine list is pretty slim as well, Robert.
That is absolutely correct, and that's one of the reasons I almost always gravitate to the very small production wines to bring into the restaurant. So I rarely ever bring in a recognizable brand, and it's mainly for that reason.
Great information, as always, and we've got some bittersweet news. Robert's moving on from us. He's got some other ventures going. So what's it, 3 years we've been together doing this every Wednesday, Robert?
I think it's been at least 3 years, maybe a little longer, but it's been a wonderful experience,
so.
Ron, and I appreciate you extending me the hospitality and allowing me to be part of your show for all these years, and I've really enjoyed sharing a little bit about wine with everybody that listens to the show, and I will certainly miss being part of this going forward.
Well, hopefully we'll be able to get you on every once in a while, but we really do appreciate you having shared so much knowledge with us. I know it's a lot of years that you've accumulated the knowledge and then sharing some vignettes with us every week for all these years. I really do appreciate it. I appreciate all your time. And a lot of people don't realize how much work goes involved in getting, a 15-minute segment ready every week and finding some great content and having something new and different. So I really want to thank you and really appreciate all the time that you've taken and sharing with our audience. And wishing you only the best in all of your ventures, and obviously our friendship endures. So great information as always. I really do appreciate you.
Thank you.
To Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, buyer's market helps premium homes soar. And we've got some things to remember. It's a double life to avoid identity theft. We'll talk about all that and more. You can reach us anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate?
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the Your Credit Matters segment today, brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage, when you're ready for that next mortgage. Hey, don't forget about the fast pass approval. Notice I did not say pre-approval because it is a full approval, and it even allows your real estate professional to check box J4 on the California Residential Purchase Agreement. Think about that concept. Big, big difference. To avoid identity theft, just lead a double life. It's pretty simple. You don't have to worry about any of the other issues. And no, you don't have to call yourself Kim Kardashian or Caitlyn or anything along those lines. The whole idea is just lead a double life. So what does that mean? Well, it means you might want to create a second identity. And I'm not saying to do this in an illegal way. What I'm saying is if you're online and you're a high-profile individual, instead of saying that you live in Carlsbad, you might want to say you live in Pittsburgh. You might want to say that you went to high school in, I don't know, Jacksonville. Be evasive. In many areas, it does not matter. I mean, think about this. A lot of institutions and individuals ask for your birth date and Social Security number. Now, do they really need that? What are they asking for it for? Be careful there. I mean, I don't think a doctor really needs my Social Security number, right? So what if I don't put it down? What if I put the wrong Social Security number down? What if I put 1234567 89? Sorry, I didn't mean to give you a social up, Brent. Right? What if I put down my birth date is April 1st every year, right? Brent, as a punster, he probably caught that. That's April Fool's
That'd
Day.
That'd be foolish, yeah.
Very foolish, right? Just remember what you've used, though. Be consistent. Be vigilant. Don't use a nickname, maybe. Some people, you know, call me too late to eat, whatever the issue is. So here it is. Minimize your exposure. Monitor your accounts. Manage the damage. Try and avoid that identity theft. These are just some tools. In this day and age, it's pretty simple to deal with the identity, to have your identity stolen. I mean, heck,
Brent, just before we went, before Brent and I went on air this morning, we're going to talk to Brent about some really cool stuff in a minute. But, you know, he's talking about some sort of a phishing email, not F-I-S-H, P-H-I-S-H email that you received, right? Someone just trying to steal your identity.
They did.
Right? And, you know, thank goodness you're wise enough not to click on those links. But, you know, I hear seniors all the time. They don't know any better. They're intimidated by the machine.
It looked real.
And, you know, it comes through, say, PayPal, right? Or whatever the issue is. And they do look real. And you don't know that, you know, I didn't know that it didn't come from the IRS or didn't come from the local government. So be careful of those. Be vigilant. Be concerned. If you have questions, my number is 800-306-1990. I'm not going to send you the email asking for your information. But if you have a question about one of these, give me a call. I talk to a lot of people every day. That's the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. So Brent Humphries is with us with another great real estate topic, minor mistakes, massive money implications.
I tried to alliterate this morning as many M's as I could.
Many, many M's.
Many, many, yeah.
So, but I did notice, you know, I'm not going to cause too much trouble here, Brent, but you didn't bring any M&Ms.
Should have.
Okay, well, okay, so let's get on with this subject. What are we talking about? Minor Now, how do you have a minor mistake when you're dealing in real estate, which is everything is big in real estate, right? The dollars are big. The house is big.
Sure.
The loan is big.
Well, you know, you think about it. When I say minor mistake, I mean something that appears – it's a play on words, really. It appears
from you. I can't imagine that.
Yeah. Well, you're very punny yourself, by the way. I loved your joke yesterday on Facebook about, you know, dad, you know, son, am I a bad dad or whatever? You know, please tell me Anthony. And the kid says, you know, my name is Fred. Or
right. Exactly.
It was really good. I got a really good chuckle out of that. But no, this interview was conceived in my mind last week when a senior citizen called me.
Okay.
We had a 1 hour and 52 minute chat.
Holy cow.
Yeah. My wife said, who is that? For all that time, guy calling out of the blue. He's been listed on the market for 97 days. Okay. I won't tell you what day he called last week. That way, because people could somehow maybe track this.
So I'm assuming that what you mean by that is his home was listed. He wasn't.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you never know.
Exactly.
So his home was listed for 97 days. And he chatted with me again for almost 2 hours. About how he's not having any showings and he needs to change agents. Now, I'm able to engage with him because he called me.
Right.
And I gave him a number of things to think about, which I think were very memorable. But I said, if you
and what you're talking about there, so it's because I'm a simple guy, so I think there might be other simple listeners. That's an ethics issue with regard to the California real estate.
Yes. Board. I can't pick up the phone and dial for dollars for people who are already represented.
Right.
But they sure as heck can call me if they have some questions and would like to begin interviewing someone to change agents. So the gentleman was chatting with me, and I said, you know, if you'd like, I'd be glad to pull up your listing and just take a look at it. And I did, and I'm very careful when I do that because I don't want to say anything disparaging about another agent. That's also an ethical violation.
Sure.
But to my shock and horror, the senior citizen who hadn't had any showings on his home and just didn't know what was wrong had the wrong phone number. For him, in the MLS, and usually agents call the occupant to say, hey, I'd like to show it this afternoon at 3 o'clock. Would that be okay? I said, you don't have two phone numbers that are very similar. Like, you know, he's married, and maybe, you know, one would end in 67 and the other would end in 68. He said, no. And I said, have you seen a copy of the MLS? And he says, no. I said, the wrong phone number is listed for you as the occupant and the owner for 97 days. So anyone that tried to call him would have reached someone else.
Oh, wow.
So that's what I was thinking about is this poor guy. And also, he's in foreclosure and about to lose his home. He needs to get his home sold so he can begin a new chapter in his life. And people are presumably calling the wrong number. Maybe he's just not having any showings. But the phone number listed for him was wrong. Minor mistake, right? They got the area code and 6 of the 7 digits. So that's what I came up with the idea of minor, right? They got 6 of the 7 correct. But one digit off, that's it.
Yeah, one digit can mean a whole lot.
Yeah. So that was a big thing. Another happened several years ago when I was ready to list a client's home. It was about $700,000. We were getting all ready and photos and all. And as I do with my sellers, I provide a several-page seller property questionnaire. It's not a disclosure to the buyer. It's a list of questions to jog the seller's memory about things that are relative to the timing of the sale and the financial implications. And there was a question about if you've refinanced recently, is there a prepayment penalty if you don't have a loan for a certain amount of time, something you know all about?
Sure, absolutely.
The client had no idea that there was a 3% loan prepayment penalty. It would have cost him $21,000.
Wow.
So that the mistake would be listing at the wrong time. But if you're prepared and you have a professional agent jogging your memory with 3 to 5 pages of important questions that have led to presumably lawsuits over the years,
sure,
you can be more prepared. That little mistake would have cost him $21,000. Necessarily, we delayed the sale by about 6 months, and it was fine. So put a lot more money in his pocket.
Interesting. So some of these things are really just being planned, planning for it, understanding what that planning implications are. Interesting information.
Yeah.
We're going to talk more about some of these things when we come back. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, more with Brent Humphreys. We will also talk about a buyer's market helps premium home sales soar. Notice I said that slowly because I want to make sure we get it enunciated properly. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10+% return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Is it time you found out the truth about FHA insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the option to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today. Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Change and without notice. License change and without DSC and VRENLN 217037 and 145502 and CalVRE 01869452 and 1896775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions. as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. We might as well give, not might as well, I like to give our shout-outs of the morning. Tanner, good to see you online with us. Karen, good to see you online as well. I think we're going to see you at the big event tomorrow night. Robin, glad you're with us this morning again. I know Brent, was it Lupe you said we saw?
Lupe Breton, yeah. Shout out to Lupe.
And Cindy.
And Cindy Stone.
Right.
Yep.
So we got a couple people to say hello to. If you've got any comments, I do monitor comments throughout the broadcast. Ron Siegel Radio. Go to Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook. You'll see our Facebook live stream. I do monitor those comments. And if I don't say good morning to the bride, I will be in serious trouble. So I'll say good morning to the bride. You can say good morning to yours as well.
Yes, good morning, Carrie.
So get a couple of our important shout outs, getting those out there this morning. Real time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, NEST to 79564. NEST to 79564. One of the real estate professionals will reach out to you. Buyer's Market helps premium home sales soar. And we previously reported how a shortage of inventory in the starter and trade-up home markets is driving prices up and causing bidding wars in many parts of the country, creating a true seller's market. At the same time, in the premium home market, an overabundance of inventory has started to see prices come down and put buyers in the driver's seat, creating the beginning of a buyer's market. Last week, the National Association of Realtors released their existing home sales report, which shed some additional light on the impact of inventory levels on sales in each price range. And I have shared a chart giving you the idea of what the percentage change in sales from last year by range. The only odd part of this one is we'd like to be fully transparent. So the 0 to 100,000 range is down 7%. Well, that's going back and looking at numbers. And if you compare to the real estate meltdown, well, there was a lot of distressed property that was selling at that 0 to $100,000 price range. It's not out there on the market now, so that's why it's down. 100 to 250 up 2%. 250 to 500 up 14.6%. The million plus up 29.1%. NAR's chief economist Lawrence Yoon has this quote: "Those able to close on a home last month are probably feeling both happy and relieved. Listings in the affordable price range are scarce. Homes are coming off the market at an extremely fast pace, and the prevalence of multiple offers in some markets are pushing prices higher," unquote. Biggest surprise, this is the first time in years where the $1 million and up price range had the highest jump in sales when compared to last year and to all other price ranges, 29.1%. The two price ranges right underneath the $1 million range were a close second and third. As the price went up, so did the sales. With additional inventory available in the higher price range and the economy improving, luxury buyers are finding it easier to find their dream homes, according to Lawrence Yoon. And another quote from him: "The job market in most of the country is healthy, and the recent downward trend in mortgage rates continues to keep buyer interest at robust levels," unquote. Bottom line, if you're one of the many homeowners who's looking to sell your starter or trade up and move to the luxury market, now might be the time. Give me a call at 800-306-1990. We'll get you the fast pass approval from our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage, and then we'll put you in touch with a great real estate professional in your neighborhood. That is the real-time real estate segment. Again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Continuing our conversation today, Brent Humphreys is in the house. We are chatting this morning about minor mistakes with massive money implications. And again, there's no such thing as a minor mistake. Brent, it's kind of interesting that your thesis there in the last segment, about, you know, one digit being off on a telephone number and somebody's house going through foreclosure. That's a major mistake. That
minor should be in quotes. It's,
yeah,
it's a play on words.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, because that's, and you and I are on the same page length here, is that, you know, it's pretty serious. Whenever we're talking about real estate, there's nothing minor when we talk real estate. Right? I mean, whatever, it doesn't matter whether it is that $100,000 house, which is hard to find in California, that's your castle.
That's correct.
Right? And if it's a $5 million house, that's someone else's castle. Doesn't mean anything to me.
Yeah. I was concerned that the elderly gentleman might have a heart attack. I said, I need
don't
to
do
share,
that, Brent.
I need to share something with you that you're not going to be pleased to hear.
Right.
He needs to know. So it begins with every time you have an agent representing you, the first thing they should send you is a copy of the listing so that together you can look at it. I tell all my sellers, no one knows your home like you do.
Right.
I'm a professional, but I don't live in your home.
Right.
So read it. And add to it, but
now they might, you know, after you've pitched it, so to speak, they might want to buy it back.
I've had that happen.
Okay,
a couple times people looked at the photography and said, "Gee, we might want to stay." I said, "I wish there was a way I could sell it to you again." You
know? Yeah, exactly.
Other big mistakes occur in the listing input. I mean, I'm not trying to share a bunch of bullets that are obvious, but if you think about it. There are so many people that go to Zillow or Trulia.
Well, Pet Rock was obvious.
Right, Pet Rock was
right,
obvious.
No, but see what I'm saying? What I'm saying is
there's
nothing that really isn't, that, you know, even the obvious, I mean, a transposition of a number should be obvious, but, you know, until somebody points it out, you kind of scratch your head, like a Pet Rock, right? Until somebody
why didn't
developed
I think
it.
Of that?
Yeah, why
didn't
I think of it? Go
That's ahead, a very I'm good sorry. Point. No, you're good. There are many people that search the major sites like Trulia, Zillow, Redfin, Realtor.com, and all that. But there are many buyers that don't immediately go there. They search organically. So I deal with a lot of relocations that come in and out of Carlsbad. And people will type in maybe Rancho Carrillo, which is a subdivision where we used to live. It was Leo Carrillo, the Sundance kids. It was his old ranch, and now it's a massive subdivision. If people are outside the area searching for Rancho Carrillo, what do you think will come up? Information, blogs, maybe some video tours, maybe even some drone photography or video, right? But also all the agents who are blogging about that area with their little microsite like ranchocarrillo.agentname.com, right? A canonical domain that basically does an IDX feed, grabs all the listings for that subdivision so that you see that the person's an area expert and you know that there are 12 homes for sale currently and you bookmark it. This is where the way a lot of consumers search for homes. Well, where do you think, Ron, these sites are getting that information? They're getting it by searching the subdivision or neighborhood name that the agent who listed the property put forth in the MLS. Multiple listing service. So I received a postcard from an agent saying, I'm a Rancho Cabrillo expert. Cabrillo, like Cabrillo National Monument. And I thought, oh my goodness, this is really bad. I think I saved it. I got to go find it. But similarly, and there's really no laughing matter about it, is if you're a seller in a neighborhood where your subdivision is misspelled, your home will now no longer appear on any of the sites that are publishing listings based upon subdivision name because it's misspelled.
So you got to look at that closely.
You got to really look at it closely.
Now, Brent, you're getting very sophisticated. And what I mean by sophisticated there is I'm not sure that the average Mrs. Jones or Mr. Jones knows how that flow goes. So
they don't need to know it. Yeah.
No, but what I'm saying is with what you're saying there, do I have to go to the 50 or 100 different sites to check this out, or is it all centralized through one place?
Good. Well, it is all centralized in the multiple listing service and sent out from there. But what I would encourage and what I encourage all my sellers to do is go to Google and Google your address.
Okay.
And see the way it's appearing. Because one of the biggest bullet points that I wanted to share quickly, because I know we're almost out of time, Zillow.
Right.
Zillow in May shut down the manual publishing of listings nationwide in the U.S. by agents. We no longer can manually publish listings.
Okay.
They wanted to have accuracy, and therefore, because there are, you know, input errors, it now comes directly from the multiple listing service. Here's the problem. What Zillow did, in my estimation,
okay,
that way I can say that.
Sure.
Zillow, though its feed is automated And many agents are thinking, well, set it and forget it then. I put it in the multiple listing service, and it automatically appears on Zillow. This saves me time. Agents are forgetting to go into Zillow and look at, to see how the home is appearing, because Zillow is a big database now of historical listing records. And so what about the terrible photos from the prior listing from 2 years ago? In many cases, when I look at properties, the old photos are there. The agent needs to go into that feed and edit it and pull out the old photos, the old marketing description, the incorrect schools that the kids go to when there's a better one and the boundaries have changed.
Okay.
If you don't check your listing online, you have no idea what's being presented.
Very interesting. Okay, so so it's kind of like the current world of medicine, in essence. You've got to be your own advocate.
Yes.
Right? You've got to really go and check that out. Great information, as always, Brent Humphreys. If you want to talk to Brent further about these items, you know, you got to respect his time. He's a busy professional, but never too busy to help people sell or buy homes. Give me a call. I'll put you in touch with him. And be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time.